And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Chuck Lura is a regular on Prairie Public and a familiar figure on the campus of Dakota College at Botineau, where he teaches biology. Chuck is the author and the voice of Natural North Dakota, a series of essays about the plant and animal life and natural phenomena where we live. Today, Chuck is talking about pheasants.
Pheasant season opens this weekend. Families and friends will be heading afield over the next couple months in search of what is considered to many to be the most prized upland game bird in the state. They'll enjoy some time outdoors observing nature, and if all goes well, dine on some of the best table fare available anywhere. Pheasants, of course, are not native to North America. They're native to Asia, and are a textbook example of the successful introduction of an exotic species. For centuries, their popularity as a game bird has resulted in their release into new areas around the globe. They were released into what is now the United States before the Declaration of Independence was even written. It's interesting to note that these days, when chicken breast is in high demand, the dark breast meat of pheasant is so highly prized. It has great flavor. But for the pheasant, that breast meat is a matter of life and death. Those dark, strong breast muscles help the bird's flush in an explosive flight upwards from its cover to avoid predators. And when it comes to avoiding predators, those long tail feathers are also adaptive. They're not just for show. They can help fool a predator into attacking the tail feathers rather than the body, leaving the predator with a mouth full of feathers and still hungry. And as many pheasant hunters know, those long tail feathers also have a tendency to make the hunter shoot behind the bird. Occasionally I'll get a question in class as to why we harvest only the rooster pheasants. That's not the case with grouse and partridge. Hens are also fair game with those species. The answer is, in part, because we can readily differentiate the sexes in pheasants. Hunters can't easily differentiate the sexes of grouse and partridge, so the management has to be different. By the way, males and females of grouse and partridge can be differentiated by some subtle differences in feathers. If you're interested in learning more about sexing and aging upland game birds, I've put a link to the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's Upland Game Bird Identification Guide along the text of this Natural North Dakota. As you would expect, it contains some good information on aging and sexing North Dakota upland game. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.